not doing this just as a token thing. We're saying, I mean, I'm guessing this is where the PNB is coming from, is we're trying to show our genuine solidarity with the struggle of the African American people for freedom and equality. And I think that has to be part of, that has to be the starting point for this. In the exchange of emails, I didn't like the idea that we're going to kind of go up there and kind of try to do our own kind of action against what the parade is doing. That would not be appropriate. But I think that we have other alternatives that are in the community and that we can show genuine support and, as part of our commitment, then I think we should take that option.
Okay, because of time constraints, the staff is kind of closed, and this is what it is now. Israel came, gave, and then a comment from Celeste King, and then I want to find out, we cannot abuse this venue, and it's moving toward 10:15.
Right, 10:20.
Yeah. Is it 10:20?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go now to Israel.
Roger, please.
I'd like to hear more of a fact from Celeste King and Donna as to what restrictions or problems there are. I'm not clear to me. I'm sorry, maybe it is some other. What the problem really is? Are we not allowed to express ourselves clearly in line with Martin Luther King's sentiments of life? Is that an issue? Is that all clear to me? I'd like to hear from him.
The whole concept of the banner is all well and good, but all of you and most of you have marched in anti-war parades, protests, whatever you want to call them. The banner means nothing. It's the number of people. That's what the television shows. That's what the newspaper print pictures show. And that's what you're going to see. A bunch of Humvees, a bunch of ROTC, and then we're going to have a little teeny banner that is not going to have any power. It's the Humvees that have the power. It's the guns that have the power. It's the ROTC in your children's high schools that have the power. People, wake up. It is the press is the press. That's who has the power. You have got to save the black race. And this is just a genocide.
Okay, Dave.
Yeah, I can see both sides of this, and it's a real tough one for me. So I will go with the wisdom of other people. But a couple things. One is, I think it'd be nice if the Sudbury Archive could make one of King's speeches, perhaps from the March on Washington or other, available that we and possibly Global Voices for Justice and others could print up CDs to give out at that parade if we do participate in it. But mostly I want to say that the LSB that's going to have to march in it is going to be the LSB that's going to be seated 5 days from now, and I'd like to table this and let them decide, let that body decide on the level of participation and continue to get a little more information on this, because I can see it both ways, and it's a very difficult thing.
Okay, now we are going to have here's the proposal here. We're coming down to the end of this meeting. Mr. King, a brief statement. I think you wanted to make a brief statement.
Well, I'm not really one of the organizers of the parade. I've just been associated with it so many years.
Yes.
My father was the co-founder of the parade. The parade was not founded on the premise of being a hawk or a militant in regard to pro-war situations. The parade, this time, as it stands now, is not a so-called in favor of, whatever you want to call it. Most of the people in the black community are opposed to the current action that's going on in Iraq. One of the other things that they were talking about, Maxine is going to be a participant in the parade.
That's just
a big part.
She has to. She has constituents.
It has nothing to do with the constituents. That's not why she's in. All right. She's going to be in the parade in regard to the King Drew situation. And that's the reason that she's going to be in. And we're going to do it. And I'm pretty much a part of that. Now, if you ask me about that, I can tell you all the things. non-political kind of a parade. It is a parade about the unity of our people in this community, and it crosses the barriers, it crosses the line for multicultural kind of an approach. And over the years, we've developed a Korean contingent that comes in, you know, on a kind of regular basis, a Latino contingent that comes in kind of on a regular basis, and many others, you know. And unfortunately, we have an ATPSA. And what I would say to this is, we're talking about as an alternative. I would say, rather than an alternative, participate in both of them. Show it all the way across the board, if that's where you want to be. Deliver your message both places. And not only there, where it really should be.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much. Now, let me just make sure. You were suggesting, you did not make a formal motion.
Oh, I did, but
you didn't get a second. So, the question has been called by Jane. Is there a second to the calling of the question?
Second.
Okay, so it's been moved to second. So now we're not voting on the merits of the motion, but we're just seeing whether we'll close debate. Those in favor of closing debate and going to vote, raise your cards.
Eleven.
Those opposed?
Zero.
All right. So the motion is that KPFK, the station KPFK, not march in the Martin Luther King. Board, and this will be a quick meeting. The peak of this board probably will be Monday the 20th.
Rabble. Hey, Rabble Rouser.